listening to the U-Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This product is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U-Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor of the U Bible Study, and I'm joined today by Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. It's wonderful to keep going with this study because it is great. We're still studying Abram, and our third session is Confidence in the Midst of Conflict. Now, we know it's going to happen. Conflict happens all the time, even in the church. But there are times that we must take our stand, and there are times when we need to just do what God had called Abram to do in this situation, and that is to place the needs of others before our own. So we're going to study Genesis 13, verses 5 through 11, and then verses 14 through 18.
All right, so the point of our lesson today is trust God when conflict disrupts your relationships. All right, when conflict disrupts your relationships. So we're going to start reading chapter 13 at verse number 5 down to verse number 8. Now Lot was traveling with Abram, also had flocks, herds, and tents. But the land was unable to support them as long as they stayed together, for they had so many possessions that they could not stay together. And there was quarreling between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. At that time, the Canaanites and Perizzites were living in the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Please, let's not have quarreling between you and me or between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, since we are relatives." And so our first point is confront conflict appropriately. Confront conflict appropriately. So one thing, let's just look at the text just for a second. And so we get to see that Abram was very wealthy, and Lot was very wealthy. They bought a lot of wealth with them, and then God continued to prosper them, and they continued to grow wealthy. And so maybe this is one of the best problems to have, having so much stuff you just don't know what to do. Anyway, when you got two people locked down in a place that's too small, you're bound to have conflict. So everybody in your class ought to identify with this because of the COVID quarantine. Us not being able to go all the places we normally go. And so you're locked down with a smaller group of people, even those that you family and that you love, just like Lot here. And so two imperfect people locked down in a place that's too small are bound to get on each other's nerves, and you're bound to have some conflict. So this is a great lesson for us right in this season we're in right now. What do you do? Do you just ignore it and let the resentful feelings just build up? Do you lash out at the person, right, and take the conflict to a whole new level? No. What our lesson says is confront conflict appropriately. So we're going to have conflict. You can be a good Christian, holy and righteous, and you're still going to have conflict. Jesus said, whoever does not offend somebody in word or deed, the same as a perfect man. I think that's actually in the book of James. So it's going to happen. But what do you do? Confront the conflict appropriately. That's what Abram shows us. Verse number 8. So Abram said to Lot, "Please." This is a good, he didn't just fuss at him, Let me lay this down. I'm the uncle, you're the nephew, right? He said, please, let us not have quarreling between you and me, my herdsmen and your herdsmen. Why? Because we have more things at stake. Since we are relatives. All right. So this is a great lesson for these days that we live in right now. Come on. What are you thinking, Christina?
That's right, Mark. And I just wanted to point out a couple of things that may bring clarity as well. You know, we mentioned earlier that Abram was called to leave his family behind when he came to the land of Canaan. And that was in Genesis 12 and 1. But Abram brought his nephew Lot. And so we see this trouble, you know, maybe because of that, because he brought Lot along, I don't know. But we see that this is an issue. Also, another thing that was pointed out in this verse, these verses, is that the Canaanite and the Perizzites were living in the land. And so if they had continued to fight, they may have killed their witness. You know, they would see that Abram and Lot were fighting, and they may say something like, oh, these folks are just like us. You know, I thought they worshiped the one true God. Look what they're doing. They're fighting. And so you have destroyed your chance to be a witness for God. And then finally, Mark, and you may have to investigate this, this is the first mention of wealth in the Bible. I believe that this is the first point where we see that mention. But then we see a great difference between the riches of Abram and the riches of Lot. Lot, his wealth possessed him. And Abraham, had great possessions, but they did not possess him. So there was a little difference between their wealth.
Remember that, I don't know, Abraham's father, Terah, was a wealthy, successful idol-making business. And we get to see the mention of wealth of Abram in Egypt in chapter 12, right? Okay. So Pharaoh sends him away with all of this, you know, take all your stuff. You know, I'm not taking nothing from you. So he has wealth. And so here's another, another example here in chapter 13. Here's my thought on this, that I don't want people to take away the idea that you shouldn't take somebody with you who is not as mature as you are, right? So don't take that impression. So Lot was Abram's nephew, and certainly we ought to have people with us who aren't as mature as we are, because that's part of the way they become mature. And so as a mentor, Lot should be with him. And because he's a relative, Lot should be with him. So you can't just cut off everybody in your life because they're not as at your level. I've heard some people say you're not at my level, so I'm gonna cut you off. No, don't do that. That wouldn't be the right thing to do. But regardless of all those things, there will be conflict. It is just as normal and natural as life. So having conflict is not the problem. What we do with our conflict, how we handle our conflicts, are what the real issues of life are. And those are the things that determine those of us who become more successful in navigating these waters, and those of us who allow these conflicts to mess up our future potential and possibilities. So if you're going to be successful in your future, you have to learn how to handle conflict, because it will show up somewhere. So what's the second point? Consider the needs of others. Consider the needs of others. Let me read verses 9 and 10. Isn't the whole land before you? Separate from me. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left. Lot looked out and saw the entire plain of the Jordan as far as Zoar, was well watered everywhere, like the Lord's garden and the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Little parenthetical thought there. So Lot chose the entire plain of the Jordan for himself. Then Lot journeyed eastward, and they separated from each other. So here it is, consider the needs of others. And so so in a very gracious way, Abram is thinking about this circumstance, and he's just not going to say, look, let me take the best land, whatever, you know. He says, Lot, look around. And he says, if you go to the left, I'll go to the right. And if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. And he let Lot choose which way he wanted to go. And Lot chose the very plush, watered, green, garden-like land in the entire plain of the Jordan, near Sodom and Gomorrah. And so, so it was very nice, very gracious of Abram to not fuss over which way they were going to go. So that's what happens. We compound our conflict as we fuss over solutions. And so Abram said, look, Abram knew that God was with him. Abram knew that God was going to bless him. And so he said, it doesn't matter which way I go. Come on now. It doesn't matter which direction I go in or which place I end up. If I'm following God and walking in obedience to him, he's going to bless me and can bless me wherever I am. And so as part of Abram's confidence in God, that allowed him to say, hey, yeah, pick whichever side you want, and I'll just go the other way. So this is a great thing for us to think about. So since we have confidence in God, it makes it easier for us. It should make it easier for us to consider the needs of others. What do you think, Christina?
Yeah, that's so true, Mark. And, you know, we see here a great demonstration of Abram's faith. He did not yield to Lot because he was weak, but he loved God and he trusted God. He had faith in God. So when he did this, he brought glory to God. And so we see examples of that even in the New Testament, where Paul, out of love, waived his right to be supported by the gospel. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And then remember Jesus too, out of love, he waived his right to be considered God. You know, he knew that he had to suffer, and he waived his right to be God and to not experience that suffering. And that's in Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. So Abram gave glory to God, and he fulfilled the New Testament principle of love, that each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others, in Philippians 2 and 4.
All right, so very good. So the third point here is we must remain confident in God's provision, ultimately. So let me read verses 14 through 18. After Lot had separated from him, the Lord said to Abram, look from the place where you are. Look north and south, east and west. For I will give you and your offspring forever all the lands that you see. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust of the earth, then your offspring could be counted. Get up and walk around the land through its length and width, for I will give it to you. So Abram moved his tent and went to live near the oaks of Mamre at Hebron, where he built an altar to the Lord. And so this is important, an important contrast between Lot and Abraham that I see here. It says, remain confident in God's provision. So look at this one little thing. In verse number 12, it talks about Lot. It says, the last part of verse 12 says, Lot lived in the cities of the plain, and he set his tent near Sodom. Bam, period, end. Look at verse number 18. So Abram moved his tent where and went to live near the oaks of Mamre near Hebron, where he built an altar to the Lord. You see a difference there? Lot moved and pitched his tent, but never built an altar. Abram moved, and every time again we see Abram move, he builds an altar to the Lord. He remembers God and God's provision, and he is confident in God's provision. Look at what God said. God told him, man, it doesn't matter where you are. Look north, south, east, and west. He said, I'm giving it all to you. Somebody else might possess it right now. He said, but I'm giving it all to you. And he says, and your descendants are going to be like dust. And he said, people can't count dust, but if they could count the dust, that would be what your descendants will be like. And so get up. And this is one thing we get to learn clearer later on in Genesis, verse number 17, get up and walk around the land for through its length and width, for I will give it to you. So later on, we get to see more clearly that God was telling Abram that in order to get the land, he couldn't just sit on it. He had to walk on it. And if Abram had chosen just to sit, build a house and stay and sit, he would have never been blessed with the blessings that God had told him were his. Abram had to walk the land. We get to see later on in the text, everywhere his footsteps, God hollows that land out for his people. So Abraham could have stayed in one place and it just been a little circle for him. But instead, he kept his tent, moved it from place to place, walked the entire land so that God would set it aside for him and his people. This ought to be a word to somebody right now. Don't stop walking. Don't get so settled and tied up where you are that you forget to walk out God's promises in your life. What are you thinking, Christina?
Absolutely. You know, that is a way to remain confident in God's provisions. When we hear God speak to us about what he has given us, what he has done for us, then we should have confidence in what he provides. So in the same way that Abram explored the land, walking through and taking ownership of the land, God wants us to explore a land of promise that he's given us. And he's given us his word, where he has given us exceedingly great and precious promises. That's in 2 Peter 1:4, where he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. 2 Peter 1:3, he wants us to walk through his word, possessing it by faith. We have great promises in his word, just as God has given the great promises to Abram. And Abram walked through that land. He wants us to walk through his word. Don't allow Satan to keep you from reading and studying the Word of God so that you can possess the promises that God has given you.
All right. You know, one of the reasons that Abram didn't have to fuss about stuff. Come on. That most of our fussing is about stuff, right? Most divorces are about finances, and most fussing is about stuff. And the reason Abram didn't have to fuss about stuff is because he remembered what the psalmist said in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. I don't got to fuss about the little place that Lot is interested in, because the whole earth belongs to God, and God has promised Abraham just to walk it. And he said he'll give it to him. All right. So what a blessing. It's just the idea of having confidence in God and God's provision for your life and mine. Thank you for joining us on today. But I want to ask you, if you're a Bible study teacher, to hold on just for a moment, because Christina is going to give us a powerful teaching tip. But I want to just remind each of you that you can get your copy of the U Bible Study Curriculum at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is our urban multi-ethnic Bible study resource, just right for your congregation. It comes in paper and digital availability, has a beautiful leaders pack, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. All right, Christina, give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today is check your tension. Now, this week's session is on relational conflict. And so it may be difficult to teach because of the cultural tensions that we have gone through in our country. Remember the Black Lives Matter campaign and the George Floyd. Some of that still may be percolating in the minds of your students. So they may have questions and will probably be experiencing some emotions related to conflict. Pray as you prepare this week. Be prepared to have scripture verses available that explain God's will and way for believers to respond in conflict. And this lesson really helps us to do that well. Be prepared to defend the truth and to share God's love. Let them know that above all, we have to make sure that we put others before our own needs, put the needs of others before our own needs, and to share the love of God.
All right. Thank you so much. And don't forget to join us again for another U Bible Study podcast, friends, because you never know where God will take you.